Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Other issue around last night's Yankees game that, I'll tell you, if it hit me, and it especially hit me during a Mets game, I would have lost my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the fact that some people, including Sean, could not watch the game because there were issues on Amazon Prime.
That wasn't the case in Jersey, because that was fine. Was it just where you were, or was it?
I know locally there were some people that I knew near me that were getting it, some people that weren't. And I know BT, though, was in Jersey. He had problems. It went on for 2.5 hours. I kept getting a circle. Then I was told switch TVs. I have 5 TVs hooked up to Amazon. I went to different rooms. I'm unplugging this. I even got on the phone with Amazon support. Wow. And they were giving me some of this nonsense. And then they were like, well, is it just our product? I want to watch We Were Liars. I could get that. I want to rent the movie, pay him $5.99. I could get that. Can I just get a baseball game on TV in my local market? Is that so much to ask?
Aren't they usually also on a local channel?
No, only for football.
Yes.
That's only football.
Yeah, when the Yankees do Amazon Prime, which they basically do once a week, we're just so used to it, which is why I'm surprised that there are any issues, because this is a common thing. It's literally just Amazon Prime.
And I don't know what to make of the issue. If not everybody was having the issue and some weren't, and BT said he would lose it for 5 innings and come back with the sound. I never got a P. I gave up at 10:30. For a game like that, I can't tell you how many countless Yankee Royal games I sat there and watched on Amazon Prime. Not a damn problem. That cannot happen, and it brings me back to this overarching issue. We still have not perfected streaming in sports, and yet all of these leagues shove it down our throats.
Right.
And
they shove it down your throats because it's helping finance the business.
But I got this one last night. A couple people said, well, you know, you get 95% of the games on Amazon, no problem. So what? They missed one. No, that's the problem. It should be 100% hit rate with no issue.
But it was also because of who they were playing.
You think that's what it was?
No. Oh, it's in my anger. You.
Yes.
No. His anger is built by the calendar, right. Of course.
I'm dying. There's no football last night. The Mets played during the day. That was the sole focus last night. Right. And I slammed my remote 15 times. That's ridiculous.
Now, I feel you on that. That's why I say, because I didn't have the issue now. I was also consuming the game very differently. I was behind, and I was watching it through the MLB app, because I may have a special account. So I don't know if I would have had those issues. I just want to be fully transparent. But if that was happening with my team, like if that happens to Mets Reds on a Friday night, oh my, I may go out in the streets screaming.
Are they on?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but
you're saying as an example.
And the reason
I was going to say, I hope it does happen to you, Mets Reds.
I know. Lose my mind. But I do want to be fair about this, Sean. I brought up a Mets Reds game that's on SNY or Pix or whatever it's on. This kind of stuff does happen with cable TV as well.
What happened? Yeah, of course.
So like, don't act like it's only a streaming thing.
Okay, anytime I've seen it happen on TV and I've seen like a feed lose and then you get the audio piped in eventually. My point was, Evan, I literally couldn't watch a single pitch of the game the whole night.
No, I get you.
Not a single pitch.
And usually when it happens on cable television, it's something with the cable company.
Right, and they reroute and they figure it out. Three innings later, you get maybe the other feed or something
but
like that.
This did happen with the Tyson fight, right?
Oh, right. Netflix kept lagging.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
And so you'd stop for 10 minutes.
But you know what? That was a Netflix at least test bubble into their live sports. So I understood that.
Of course.
Amazon, you've been doing Yankee games for a couple of years now. That's unacceptable.
No, I agree, it's
your help desk is unplug your TV? That's your solution? Smack the TV in the back and hope it works?
Nah, it's terrible timing because of what you said.
They actually said unplug your TV.
On the phone. Have you tried unplugging and plugging in your TV?
Well, did you?
That doesn't work.
That's not fair. It does work sometimes, man.
That is not the issue.
I can't tell you how many times I've had some kind of technical issue, and unplugging it and plugging it back in does work.
But why would you say unplug and plug it in when I told you it's not working on 5 different TVs and all your other programming? Here's the thing, too. I pay enough, right? All of these things. That's the other part. I pay for your service. I'm going out of my way. Then I go to Yes Network. I got a soccer game on last night. I mean, it's just...
So how did you end up consuming the Yankee game? You're a diehard fan. I had to watch it.
Ripping through the MLB app at a fast pace. That's how I watched the Yankees today. With all...
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
That unfolded. That's not how I want to consume the Yankee game today. That's how I want to rewatch a Titan game on a Monday morning because I watched a million football games.
Nah, I feel for you. Especially how that game went.
Yes! And last now, and I already knew because I wasn't going to be like, Evan, it was impossible. I'm on Twitter. Like, I knew what happened.
Yeah.
So I was detached from the emotion. And now my anger at Devin Williams and everything is also the anger through I couldn't freaking see it.
No, I feel you, man. That would piss me off to no end. So I guess a few people had that issue. My apologies. What Amazon should do is give you some kind of rebate.
Yeah,
I think that's always
the
easy answer.
They should. My wife spends enough money there. Please.
Absolutely. And that's what the woman
should... Your next three deliveries are free.
I mean, yeah, the guy basically lives at my house and delivers.
That's what the woman should have said last night at the help desk, because obviously it's not her fault. She doesn't know how to fix the issues. I think the first thing you say is, we're so sorry you had this problem. I'm going to try to help you, but before I do, just know you're getting a rebate for a month because of your troubles. That's the first thing that you have to do.
I got to lean on my wife for that. She's the one that returns the mashed potatoes.
I get you. And let's get to your phone calls, 888-808-1019. Neil is in the Bronx. Good afternoon, Neil.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I believe everything you guys said about the bullpen imploding as always, but also Aaron Boone pulling Warren after 67 pitches. I mean, come on. How are these kids supposed to build their confidence if you're not giving them a chance to prove themselves? He stole Will Warren's Yankee moment. He should have just went to the mound and said, look, Warren, you had only 67 pitches. We need 7 innings from you. We need it. If Warren would have heard that coming out of Boone's mouth, guarantee he would have mustered down and gave him 7 innings.
Well, I'll tell you something else where I actually agree with you. I think that's very, very fair. Let's think about where we are in the game. So, Sean, pay attention because I know you weren't able to see it.
Okay.
It's 4-1 Yankees. He gives up the home run to Jeremy Pena. It's the bottom of the sixth inning. It's 4-2. Yep. You still have a cushion to let him face Yordan Alvarez. Mm-hmm. Let's see how he does. Let him face Jose Altuve. Let's see how he does.
Terrified, though.
He was terrified of allowing Warren to do it.
Yes. But Boone was terrified, not Warren.
No, but the problem with Boone doing that and having the quick hook is you got to think about, how am I getting the next 12 outs? Where am I going? Now, the Yankees have a fresh bullpen. That's the positive. The negative is, how many guys do you truly trust? And so now you got to play the backwards game of, if I'm pulling my starter because he gave up a solo leadoff home run to a hell of a player in Jeremy Pena, where am I finding these next 12 outs? And what I would have done if I'm Boone, and there are times Mendy should do this too, is let me steal an out here. Let me see if I can get you. If Yordan gets on base, okay, cool. Tying runs at the plate, you're done.
Right.
Instead, he goes to Fernando Cruz, who didn't implode, but he gave a run back, and all of a sudden it's 4-3. So I agree with our last caller. I think in the situation and the way Warren was throwing the baseball, I would have gone batter by batter and said, all right, let me see if I can steal a few outs here in the sixth.
Right. This is it's unfortunate because Will Warren isn't experienced enough to be able to demand to stay in.
No, right? That's not on him. It's on Booney.
Oh, exactly.
You're right. He can't do that.
He can't do it yet. I mean, so, look, we're late enough in the season where you kind of are what you are. I mean, maybe you can, you know, make, as Sean was alluding to, get yourself, or actually the caller was alluding to, get yourself geared so you are pitching into the sixth and seventh innings. But at this point, especially for a young pitcher, like, well, he is what he is. Aaron Boone's going to dictate that. And it's unfortunate because when it doesn't work, we want to blame Will Warren, but we obviously have to blame Aaron Boone.
Absolutely.
He has no say in it.
Will threw a hell of a game. And I don't know if I ever sent Tommy the audio, but yesterday on the program, out of nowhere, I have it on my phone, Sean had a very negative opinion about Will Warren and said that he's going to get bombed. In fact, would you like to hear that? I have the audio right
now.
Sure,
go ahead.
Here we go. Well, I mean, you played audio of me being an idiot. Why not you? Here we go.
I think Will Warren will actually shockingly pitch well.
This is me.
In the sixth inning, he'll allow a couple of runs, and it'll be up to the Yankee offense to win this game.
How about that?
Wow.
I nailed
you
it.
You nailed that. Couple
Thank
of
you.
Runs up to the Yankees offense.
Will Warren gets his took his kick time. Because of his struggles on the road. I get that sense. Everybody's on the high horse. 6 runs last night. I got a feeling this is like a 7-2 Yankee.
Oh, so you expected them to lose anyways.
I did.
Right, so it's the rubber game. That's all that matters. You know what? Tonight matters.
Why don't I get more audio of Evan saying they're the best team in the American League yesterday and then losing that way?
I stand by that completely. By the way, that audio from yesterday, I think, should warrant me taking the L off. Yeah. I nailed Will Warren's line.
Stop. You're not weaseling out of this.
5 innings. Did I not nail his line? I just said it. You heard the audio.
That's not taking the L off. You thought Devin Williams was going to be a heroic closer for the Yankees.
I honestly did. I had no reason not to. And I think the lesson of this trade deadline, and obviously in Devin's case, was the offseason, is that even reliable relievers like Devin Williams and Ryan Helsley and Camilo Duvall and Tyler Rogers, they could be reliable. You still don't know when you bring them here. Because all of them, to much varying degrees, have not been as good as we expected.
Right.
Helsley stinks. Devin Williams can't handle the moment. Duvall is a walking issue. And Rogers hasn't been bad. I feel kind of bad clumping him in, but he's been a disappointment, to say the least.
Yeah, but my perspective on this is a little bit different because obviously being an athlete here, it was years ago, but the pressure was, it's still the same. It took me a while to figure it out. It just does.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.